Hi VoiceTubers, this is Studi. Welcome back to our pronunciation challenge. How are you guys doing today? How much volume do you play music on your phone? If you found yourself playing louder and louder, then maybe your hearing has been damaged already. Sometimes when I take the bus or train, I can hear the music from others' headphones and I wonder, aren't their ears hurt? In today's video, it talks about all the noise around us is ruining our hearing every single day, including in the cafe, subway, or even bar. Those noise, once they exceed the specific decibel, it could cause damage to our hearing, and this damage is irreversible. I hope everyone can watch today's video because I think it's very important for us to learn the fact. And for today's topic sentence is this. You can go into the settings and set a maximum volume on your phone to prevent playing your music too loud. So yeah, the problem is bad, but you don't have to take it lying down. You can go into the settings and set a maximum volume on your phone to prevent playing your music too loud. So yeah, the problem is bad, but you don't have to take it lying down. 好，我觉得今天的影片非常的生活化，而且也非常的重要，希望大家可以花一点时间把整部影片看完。好，那我们回到今天 topic sentence 里面的学习重点。第一个单字，第一个单字呢是一个形容词，也可以当名词，最大的 maximum。我们可以造个例句 ：You can fit a maximum of 8 people in the elevator. You can fit a maximum of 8 people in the elevator. 就是说呢，电梯里面都会有承载上限。那这部电梯里面的承载上限也就是八个人。好，那 maximum 的相反词就是最小的 minimum， 它一样可以当形容词或者是名词。我们一样找个例句 ：The minimum English requirement for this position is TOEIC 550. The minimum English requirement for this position is TOEIC 550.就是说对这个职位最低的英文门槛就是多以550分。我相信在应征工作或者是应征很多职位的时候，很多都有这样的英文限制，就是最低门槛就是多以要达550。好，那第二个单字，第二个单字呢是 volume 它是一个名词，那它有很多意思，比如说它第一个意思可以当音量，第二个意思可以当生产或者交易的量，第三个意思可以当书册，就是一册或两册。那我们每一个意思都来造个例句，让大家更了解它的使用方式。那第一个意思是音量，我们可以造个例句，像是 Can you turn the volume down? I want to sleep now. 就是说你可以把音量关小声一点吗？我现在想要睡觉了。 Can you turn the volume down?I want to sleep now. 好，第二个我们可以说 The sales volume for this product has increased in the first quarter. The sales volume of this product has increased in the first quarter. 就是说这个产品的销售量已经在第一季的时候成长了。好，那最后个例句也就是册的意思。The novel has 5 volumes. The novel has 5 volumes. 就是说这个小说呢，小说有五册，有五集的意思。好， quantity 的意思就是名词数量，它跟 volume 里面的生产或交易的量有一点点像，就是 quantity。 那跟 quantity 很像的一个单字就是 quality， 一个是 quantity， 另外一个是 quality。 那 quality 它是名词，品质。我们可以造个例句，像是 products made in Japan always have good quality， 就是说日本制的产品通常都有很好的品质。 products made in Japan always have good quality. 好，那我们来看第三个单字。第三个单字它是一个动词 prevent。prevent， 那如果你后面要加一个介系词的话，你可以加 from， prevent something from。好，那我们来测个例句。Earplugs can prevent you from hearing some noises. Earplugs can prevent you from hearing some noises. 就是说耳塞呢可以防止你 听到一些噪音。好，那 prevent 让我想到另外一个片语，就是 keep from。 keep from 就是避免或者是阻止。我们可以测个例句，像是 The typhoon keeps us from going out.The typhoon keeps us from going out. 就是说台风阻止我们出去，就是像夏天就会有很多的台风。那有时候你可能有些就是有计划要出去玩，但是台风来了你不能出去，你就可以这样讲。The typhoon keeps us from going out. 好，最后一个是一个片语。Take something lying down.Take something lying down， 它的意思就是自认倒霉的意思。我觉得这蛮好用的，大家可以学起来。Take something lying down， 所以我们就可以说 ，You should fight for your own rights instead of taking it lying down. You should fight for your own rights instead of taking it lying down. 就是说，你应该争取你自己的权利，而不是自认倒霉。好，那另外一个自认倒霉的片语是非常口语的，可是一样介绍给大家，就是 suck it up， suck it up 就是自认倒霉，这个比较口语，日常生活中都会用。那我们最后来复习一次今天的 topic sentence。 You can go into the settings and set a maximum volume on your phone to prevent playing your music too loud. So yeah, the problem is badBut you don't have to take it lying down. So after watching this video, we should be more careful to all the noise around us. We should protect our hearing and also cherish our ears. Thanks for joining us for today's pronunciation challenge. I will challenge you guys next time. Bye!